We do welcome you in the Lord's name to our service tonight. We trust the Lord will bless our coming together, and we thank you for coming this evening. Do remember the restrictions within the building and as you enter and exit, and of course, all those you're familiar with, but let's keep it in mind continually. Wednesday, there will be a church committee meeting by Zoom at 8 p.m. That link will be sent out to all members of committee. That's to meet by Zoom this Wednesday evening, the 30th of December, 8 p.m. Thursday the 31st will normally be our old night, year's night service, but it will be online, and I trust that you will be able to join us online at that time, 8 o'clock on Thursday evening. The baskets for the offerings are at the exits. Do remember that, please, as you leave. Next Lord's Day will be our communion service at 10:45, different sort of time, of course, with all the restrictions. Doors open from 10:30. Please bring your own bread and wine. The receptacles for the communion, and they can be picked up at either the services today or tonight. Especially, don't forget that. That's for the wine. You bring your bread, of course, as well. The doors will be open at 10:30 for the service at 10:45. The doors then will be open for those coming afterwards to the church service, approximately 11:10. Family worship 11:30 with our motto text for 2021. In the evening, the gospel at 7 o'clock, reverting to the normal time, and I will be a preacher at both services. Our sister Natasha, minister in song in the evening time. Pre-church prayer meeting will resume in the youth room next Lord's Day evening at 6:20 to 6:45. Building fund is both services next Lord's Day. All those collections and building fund envelopes go towards that. Envelopes for 2021 can be picked up. Gift aid ones are in separate envelopes with your name on it. Please do remember to pick them up as you leave the service tonight. These will start, of course, from next Lord's Day. We appreciate the giving of God's people, and we trust that you'll continue to remember the work of God in this house. Literature, LTBS calendars, and maybe a few left. I do see our brother Robert Catterson for these, and also for subscriptions for the Vision magazine for 2021, £6 for the year. Please see Robert as soon as you can for either of these. Remember those who are sick and the congregation connected to it, and those who have lost loved ones at this time, continue to remember them, the throne of grace in prayer. Let us commence tonight with the singing of our opening hymn, and it is in our hymn book 83 on the screen. As with gladness, men of old did the guiding star behold. Remain seated while we sing moderately, and then we will stand for prayer.
Thank you.
Gracious, eternal Father, we bow in thy presence tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus. We seek thy face for thy blessing upon us tonight as we meet together. We thank you for the opportunity of congregating together as thy people tonight to hear the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we pray for any who may be in our midst tonight who are not yet saved. We pray that even tonight they may come and trust the Savior and know the grace of God and truth in their hearts and lives. We pray for the moving of thy Spirit tonight, even in saving power in our midst. And even in this final Lord's Day of an old year, that thou wilt come and that thou wilt work in our midst, that thou wilt call a people here unto thyself, that men and women, Lord, even listening to the service tonight, will come to the experience of salvation and know the grace of God in truth. We pray for the working of divine grace tonight in hearts and lives here in this service. We pray, Father, for those tonight in our congregation who are in special need, those who have illnesses and issues of health, and Lord, affected deeply by even this situation that we find ourselves in. We pray that thou wilt comfort all such. We pray for those who are waiting surgery. We think of Mary as she waits this surgery. We pray for healing and restoration. We remember Lord Eric's wife too. We pray for healing for her and that thy touch will be upon her at this time. And we pray for others, O God, too, that need our prayers. O God, we ask of thee that thou wouldst remember even the Reverend Wesley Irwin, who lost his sister-in-law just yesterday. And we pray for comfort for Wesley's wife and the family circle at this time, that they may know the peace and the presence of the Lord in their midst. Heavenly Father, we ask of thee that you remember our land too, our government, in all their decision-making. We pray for wisdom, direction to be given to our government. And we pray that thou wilt turn the hearts of men and women and young people in our land to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray that you'll guide the physicians. We pray for the vaccine that will be made available and people are ready getting it. We pray that this will be spread out across the land and across the nations of the world to be of help to many at this time. We ask of thee that thou wilt undertake, be with us, make thy presence known here tonight. We'll be careful to ascribe to thee the praise, the honor, and not to touch the glory, for thou alone art worthy. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We're turning to another hymn. It is the hymn 76 in our hymn book. You'll see it on the screen. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. We'll keep our seats again as we sing moderately. for prayer, please. Let's all engage in prayer. Our gracious God and Father, we turn now to the preaching of thy word. I am trusting thee for power. Thine shall never fail. Words that thou thyself hast given me must and shall prevail, we ask in Jesus' name and for God's eternal glory. Amen. You may be seated. I want to read to you from 2 Peter chapter 3 this evening. 2 Peter chapter 3. Let us hear the word of God. 2 Peter chapter 3. And reading together from the opening verse. This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, that ye may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets, and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior. Knowing this first, there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lusts, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. For this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water. For by the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. But the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as a thousand years, and a thousand years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Amen. And we know that God will bless to us the reading of his inspired, inerrant, and infallible word. I want to speak from that final verse that we read together just now. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. And the subject tonight is God's mercy toward lost mankind. The word of God says here, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. A most difficult year is drawing to a close. Little did we think we would have to face such unprecedented times as has been the case in the weeks and the months of 2020. COVID-19 has a severe impact upon all of our lives in one way or another. All of the restrictions over many months, sickness and death has been impacting upon this world at large. And all that we have seen and heard surely has made an impression upon many families and individuals and communities and cultures across the globe. Yet in it all, we see the mercy of God displayed again and again to a lost and to a fallen world. Mankind in its rebellion against God and rejection of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And men and women and young people seeking the pleasures of sin and seeking the paths of this world, engaging in the world's profanities and giving themselves over to those things that they think will give some sense of enjoyment and temporary satisfaction. This context before us here in 2 Peter chapter 3 relates to the end time, the period leading up to the return of our Lord Jesus Christ. It speaks here in verse 3 of the last days, of his coming in verse 4, of the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men in verse 7. The day of the Lord, verse 10. The coming of the day of God, verse 12. And so with this emphasis, Peter writes the words of our text, underlining the mercy of God toward lost mankind, toward you unsaved tonight, you without Christ, still unprepared and still unready to meet the Lord. The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. As I focus upon these words tonight, and upon the subject, God's mercy toward lost mankind, I want you to see three things. First of all, His promise. The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness. Often men make promises in this world, but they do not keep them. Empty promises, idle words, words that mean nothing. But God is always true to His word. And think in the context here of the promise of His coming in verse 4. Of course, there were the scoffers in Noah's day, as there will be such people in the last days. Verse 3. And these are the words on their lips. This is the question that's put out by the scoffers and the skeptics of today. Where is the promise of His coming? And the promise of His coming is clearly set before us in the Word of God. The coming again of the Lord Jesus Christ is something clearly stated. You read through the Gospel of Matthew, and particularly chapters 24 and 25, you will see there the words of our Lord Jesus Christ in the great discourse that He gave, relating to His coming again. You have the words of John 14, verse 3, I will come again. And the words of Acts 1 and 11, this same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen Him go into heaven. We could go on to quote 2 Thessalonians 1, 7 to 10, 1 Thessalonians 4 and 16 and following verses. You see, my friend, when we look at this promise, we think about the sureness of this promise. What God has promised, He will perform. What God has said will happen, will come to pass. But not only is there the sureness of this promise, but there is the substance of this promise. And we see that in the context here in 2 Peter chapter 3. And also in the wider context of the Word of God. The details are given to us as to when and how His coming will take place. For example, verse 10, as a thief in the night. And so the Lord Jesus Christ will return suddenly and unexpectedly, catching many unawares. You see the great noise with which the heavens shall pass away. The elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. In verse 10, also verse 12, similar words. And so we have not only the sureness of the promise, but we have the substance of His promise. But then we also have the solemnity of His promise. You see, when we think about this promise, and the burning up of the things of earth and the dissolving of all of these things, surely our hearts are solemnized. Thinking about those things that we look at day by day and often depend upon in our daily lives, that they will be taken away. How many there are who are taken up with the things that they can see, the things that they can handle. These are things that they cherish in this life.
But the Word of God teaches us that these things will go up in a puff of smoke. They will be dissolved. The Bible teaches us. They will not endure. You see, my friends, these are temporary things. These are things that flee and fade and pass away. The Bible teaches us in the words of the Apostle Paul, the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. And how vital it is that we think on these things, that we consider the things that are eternal, and make sure we have preparation made for that which lies beyond this life. Have you that preparation made tonight? At the end of 2020, are you prepared to meet God? The Bible says, prepare to meet thy God. But not only have we in this text his promise, but we have his patience, his long-suffering toward to us work. Toward us, that means. And how patient God has been with this world and with you as an individual. And many of us have cause to rejoice tonight in the fact of God's patience with us down through years of Christ rejection. Many hours and days and weeks and months and yes, years too, spent in the world and in His pleasure. Many times we trampled underfoot the precious blood of Christ. Many times we spurned His gracious offer of mercy. And yet He kept on striving with us. He kept on tugging at our heartstrings. He kept on bringing deep concern about spiritual things to our hearts. He kept on convicting us of sin. Until we could hold out no longer, until we yielded to the claims of Christ as He was freely offered to us in the gospel. And we were converted to Christ and saved by His wonderful grace. And you know, my friends, God delays the coming of Christ and the great day of His fiery judgment because He's long-suffering. He's long-suffering. He wants to give lost sinners more opportunities to repent. More opportunities to be saved. Bible tells us here in verse 15 of the portion, and account that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation. And because of God's long-suffering, you have yet opportunity tonight to be saved, to come to Christ, and to trust the Savior. Will you come tonight? Will you come now to the Savior? Will you give up your sin tonight? Will you yield to Christ? Before you leave this house of God, you're yet on the day of grace, and the Spirit of God is still speaking to your heart and applying His precious word to you and calling you to repentance. And all these years He's been doing so, and yet you're unmoved, you're unsaved. You're still lost in your sin. You're still on the way to a Christless eternity. How marvelous is God's patience. Through another year, it is almost gone. God has been patient with you. Through all of this pandemic so far, God has been patient with you, and yet you're still unmoved. You've looked at what is happening around you. And God still manifests His patience. He's still long-suffering to us. Patient toward mankind in general, to all colors and classes and cultures of this world, whoever you are, wherever you may be tonight, whatever your attitude may be toward the gospel, He demonstrates His patience toward you. Even though you may despise His name, even though you may desecrate His day, even though you may disregard His commandment, even though you may live in depravity and defilement, and show no interest to His word, and have no respect or reverence for His laws, yet He's patient with you. He's patient with you. He's long-suffering. Even to this very moment, God was even long-suffering toward the scoffers of that day. And so He is long-suffering toward the scoffers of our society and of our world tonight. Long-suffering toward you all. And you're still hearing the Word of God. You're still under the sound of the gospel. You're still in time. You've not yet been cut off in your sin. The Lord Jesus Christ has not yet come again. The trumpet has not yet sounded. That moment when Jesus will come and time will be no more. The end of time. Oh, the long suffering of God. But remember, friend, it will not last forever. God's patience. He's long suffering. But He will not always chide, neither will He keep His anger forever. The day of grace will end. God will not always strive with man. The hymn writer penned the following words, O sinner, the Spirit is striving with thee. What if He should strive nevermore, but leave thee alone in thy darkness to dwell in sight of the heavenly shore? O sinner, God's patience may weary someday, and leave thy sad soul in the blast by willful resistance. You've drifted away over the deadline at last. You see, God's patience comes to an end. And if you've not forsaken your sin and come to Christ by then, you will be lost in hell forever, in a Christless eternity. How vital it is tonight that even before you leave this church tonight, you will come to Christ. His promise, His patience. But I want you to see as we close tonight His purpose. He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. The great purpose of God from all eternity is to bring sinners to repentance. And you can see that emphasis in these words. He doesn't want souls to perish. Think of those words of John 3:16. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You see, the shepherd goes after the lost sheep until he finds it. Luke 15. And the great desire in the heart of the Savior is that souls should not perish, that you should not perish tonight. Sadly, souls have perished. Men and women have died without Christ. Young people have died in their sin. Rejected Christ. And others will perish too. Men and women will go to hell, sad to say, because of their rejection of the Lord Jesus Christ. 100,000 souls today pass one by one away in Christless guilt and shame. Oh, that you might not perish, but that you might be saved, even tonight. He's not willing that any should perish. But listen to the words again. But that all should come to repentance. You see, people need to repent if they're to be saved. The Bible says, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. And the Lord Jesus Christ, in Luke 13:3-5, emphasized that on two occasions. Sinner, you need to repent. And if you do, the Lord will save you. And He'll save you tonight. This is the only place where Peter used the word repentance in either of his letters. But that does not minimize its importance. To repent simply means to change one's mind. It is not regret, friend, because regret usually means sorry. I got caught. Nor is it remorse, which is a hopeless attitude that can lead only to despair.
Repentance is a change of mind which results in an action of the will, a change of mind that leads to a change of conduct. And if the sinner honestly changes his mind about his sin, then he will turn from it. Will you turn from your sin tonight? Change your mind about your sin. Change your mind about the Savior and accept the Lord Jesus Christ. Turn to Him, trust Him, and be saved. The Bible teaches us in Acts 20, verse 21, that repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. Here is God's formula for salvation. Repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. You'll notice in the words that are used here, he says that all should come to repentance. The word come. And this word translated come here, the end of 2 Peter 3:9, carries the meaning make room for. Make room for. It's translated contain in John 2 and 6 and John 21, verse 25. The lost sinner needs to make room for repentance in his heart by putting away his pride and meekly receiving the word of God. You see, my friend, repentance is a gift from God. The gift of repentance. Acts 11:18, 2 Timothy 2:25. But the unbeliever must make room for the gift. Will you make room for that gift tonight? The gift of repentance. Repent and be saved. Turn from your sin tonight. Turn to the Savior now. In this moment of opportunity, perhaps your last opportunity. Perhaps this is a moment that will never come to you again. You'll never have another chance to come to Christ. He's calling you tonight. Will you come? Only trust Him. Only trust Him now. He will save you. Hallelujah. He will save you now. His promise. His patience. His purpose. Oh, that you might be saved, dear man, dear lady, dear young person. You might come tonight to the Lord Jesus Christ. He implores you to come. And if we could lift you in our arms and bring you tonight to Christ, we would do it. But we cannot. You must come. Will you come to repentance? Will you make room tonight? And come to the Savior. Make no delay. God help you to do that. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we pray that Thou wilt write upon every heart the truth of Thy word. And grant, O God, that tonight some soul or souls will come to the Lord Jesus Christ and trust Him as their Savior. We pray in Jesus' name and for God's eternal glory. Amen. Could I turn you to another hymn? You may look at your watch and say, what's wrong with the preacher? He's letting us out very early tonight. But you know the circumstances. I know that if you're late, there's a £200 fine. So you better say, well, Alan Smiley let me out early. So you'll be all right. £200 fine for those that stay out after 8 o'clock. And some of us have still work to do. And I have recording to do after this, so I'm not going home immediately. So just pray, I'm home by 8 o'clock, and I'm not questioned. But anyway, we trust the Lord will bless you, and bless you in this new year to which we have we'll soon enter. And may the Lord bless you in 2021. Happy New Year to you all. 225 is the hymn. You'll see it on the screen. And we'll keep our seats as we sing this hymn together. Have you any room for Jesus? He who bore your load of sin, as he knocks and asks admission, sinner, will you let him in? I trust you'll let the Lord in tonight, even before you leave this church.
If God has spoken to you tonight, you're not saved, do please speak with us as you leave. I'm not going outside tonight into the cold. You'll appreciate it. I have other work to do here in the church anyway. But do feel free to come back in, and we'll speak at a distance to you, and happy to open God's word and point you to the Lord. May the Lord bless you and keep you safe in these days, and happy new year again to you all. Let us pray. Father in heaven, apply thy word by the power of thy spirit to hearts, and bring souls to know thee and trust thee as their Saviour. We pray in Jesus' name. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God our Father, and the fellowship and communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all now and always. Amen. You may be seated.